This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Solicito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Solicito of Solicito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Solicito.
Life is funny, isn't it? I like to look at actual interesting events in the news every day to realize that we really need to go through life with a smile no matter what gets thrown in our face. When I looked to see where my Panama hat was made, which I love for the sun, I found they're actually a product of Ecuador. Chinese gooseberries are grown in New Zealand, and Chilean sea bass doesn't even grow in Chile, and they're not even bass. Seems like as my snowbird friends return from their journey to the land opposite the Great White, they like to email me photos of fish that they've caught. Some are not so large, and some of those photos are so big that the picture even weighs 3 pounds. I like to remind them that all fish are the same size on the end of your fork. But when dealing with winter stress plants, adding granular fertilizer isn't the best thing to do. We stopped applying anything that wasn't organic years ago because fertilizer is a soluble salt, and it can burn the root hairs you're trying to help. The Iroquois had it right about a lot of things. They planted the three sisters, corn, beans, and squash, which we all know, but in the middle of each hill, they added two fish, either shad or herring. Around here, we used to have a run of shad every spring, and they usually were in rivers about the same time Juneberries were in flower. In fact, a common name for Juneberries is shadbush, and during the next 2 weeks, the first white flowering plant in the landscape is certain to be these very interesting Juneberries. I love landscape plants that are easy to care for and can give me an edible fruit. Juneberries are multi-stem plants that the Indians harvested the fruit. They added some dried venison and made pemmican, which sustained them during the long winter. I grow the same plant at my home, and our daughters delighted in bending the branches down and picking the berries into their mouths. They also make a great pie or jam. I always have some around because I don't spray the plants. I love the flowers, and they're just so easy to grow. But getting back to fish, whenever I want to push a plant into growth or just sustain one already in my landscape, I always use Neptune's Harvest Liquid Fish and Seaweed Tonic, the same kind that the Haudenosaunee used, only in liquid form, so it works faster. That's true of just about anything outdoors, really. So, your landscape color can start stronger this spring, and if your new or established landscape plants took a few hits below the belt this winter, help them off the canvas with some organic Neptune's Harvest Fish and Seaweed Tonic, and let the colors begin.
From the Soil with Solicito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Solicito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Solicito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.